The bill is called SB 227, and it was enacted by Senator Holly Mitchell, a Democrat from Los Angeles. Senator Mitchell says that this bill will increase the confidence of Californians in the judicial process, and that the current process questions the relevance of the judicial system. The bill ultimately creates a national dialogue that determines if the criminal grand jury system needs to be reformed or reevaluated. Senator Mitchell notes the importance of SB 227, especially because information on police-involved incidents is often difficult to find.
In our effort to really try to get deep intel or information about the use of criminal grand juries in California, it was very difficult to even find data on outcomes of grand jury decisions, on the number of cases that have been heard. And so, again, it's a system cloaked in transparency, which does not help with the general public's sense of confidence in the judicial system when it's police-involved incidents where residents fall at their hands.
Grand jury proceedings are known to have several elements of secrecy to protect the reputations of unindicted individuals who are accused of crimes. Those are determined by grand jurors as people who should not stand trial. However, technology today has made it difficult for them to stay completely confidential. Blogs, lightning-fast news, and cell phone cameras keep citizens more informed and involved when it comes to trials of peace officers who are accused of abusing their power. This is something the grand jury unintentionally kept hidden in previous trials while trying to protect the reputations of said peace officers. Senator Mitchell wants this policy to be applied across the state. Currently, Los Angeles and Santa Clarita counties do not use grand juries when an officer's actions may be the cause of a person's death.
Not knowing who the impaneled grand jurors are, the notion of no judge, no objections, no cross-examination, it's counterintuitive to our expectation of a fair jury trial. We're looking at creating a statewide policy that's consistent. I think we did see very recently this week an instance where a district attorney did step up on her own and conducted an investigation and file charges in Baltimore. And so I think the district attorneys who can be held accountable by the public because they are elected, judges who can be held accountable by the public, many of them are elected, it's the true, transparent, most appropriate response to a very volatile, sensitive issue that our nation is confronting.
Part of the bill reflects recent events where grand juries declined to pursue charges in high-profile police killings in Staten Island, New York, and Ferguson, Missouri. Senator Mitchell acknowledges that there has not been a case like this in California that pertains to this kind of trial, but also argues that the state has a duty to make sure that mistakes can be prevented.
Several of my colleagues today said, well, are there any California-specific cases that this is in response to? No. But as policymakers, we have a responsibility to evaluate and judge and promulgate, if you will, appropriate policies that are in the best interest of California residents. And I believe that SB 227 is that.
SB 227 faces some opposition from the California District Attorneys Association. They argue that the state system already has controls for fairness in place. Among the opposition is also Senator Jim Nielsen, a Republican from Gerber, who defended grand juries as a very long-established and respected process. Senator Nielsen also said that this kind of legislation will put more handcuffs on law enforcement. The bill passed this Thursday and will now continue to the State Assembly. For KVCR News, I'm Natalia Estrada.